Yep, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. The Finneys got their creche set up across the street, and Whitey Hebert's plugged in his tree. Of course, it's easy for him, because he leaves the lights up all year round, and that middle strand is still out. Oh, don't get me started. Mohosick Mills is gearing up for our down-home holiday festival. Used to be the down-home Christmas festival, but we are now politically correct. The St. Hyacinth's Christmas Bazaar is part of the festival. I guess we should change it to Holiday Bazaar. But hey, we're Catholics. Who are we kidding? The women who run with the Moose have a table down to St. Hyacinth's where we sell crafts. It's the second most popular booth at the Christmas Bazaar, if I do say so myself. The most popular is still the Blessed Bling Boutique, which has to be seen to be believed. Many a year, we spend more money at the Blessed Bling than we make at our craft table. But that's part of the fun. Heck, what are the holidays for but overspending, overeating, and overcommitting, right? I'm really not that bad at overspending. The deals at the Blessed Bling are pretty good, and we don't have any little kids in the family to buy for, so presents really aren't that big a deal. I've had mixed success trying not to overeat. I guess the good news is it's only a month or so of gluttony, then I can get back down to business come January. But overcommitting, that I can do something about, and I'm determined to. Because when I make too many commitments, I get tired and stressed and cranky, which ain't pretty, let me tell you. If I say yes to too many things, I shortchange myself and Charlie and totally lose track of the holiday spirit. Not good. Cause left to my own devices, when Margaret Philbrick asked me to join him for a pampered chef party, I'm like a deer caught in the headlights. I don't want to disappoint her. I've done it before, and I know it's kind of boring. Plus, I don't need or want any more kitchen stuff, and everything's kind of expensive. But I think if I don't go, she'll probably won't have enough people to get a free gift. Even if Charlie and me are booked that night, I start scheming on how I could do both. Again, not good. So I've come up with a plan. Actually, credit where credit's due, I got it from Charlie. Started a while back when me and Charlie are talking to Bobby Franco down to the Busy Bee, and Bobby's trying to rope us into an evening of canasta at their house. Charlie and me are holding hands, and I give his a little squeeze. I signal for No Way Jose. Charlie goes, Bobby, sounds good, but let us go home and check our calendar, see if we've said yes to something else that night. Smooth as butter. That's my Charlie. Right then and there, I made a deal with myself not to say yes right away. Sometimes I really need to just sleep on it, get some distance from the person asking. I'll say, can I let you know tomorrow? Then I come up with a list of questions to think about that night. First off, does it sound like fun? Does it fit easily into my schedule? Does it make me feel energized when I think about it, or kind of logy? Am I doing it for the right reasons, or because I feel sorry for the person, or I want to look good in their eyes? Does it have to be done in December, or could we bump it to the new year? I figure I have to answer yes to at least half these questions, or it's a no-go. Then there's the making the phone call. I know I don't really need to tell the person why I can't do it, but it just feels so cold to say, no, I can't, and leave it at that. So usually I just tell them, oh, I'm sorry, Margaret. I have another commitment that evening. I'm not lying, you understand. I do have another commitment to myself and Charlie, to my sanity and overall peace of mind. This holiday season, if you have a problem with overcommitting, I invite you to give this system a try. Even if you say no to only half the stuff you've been asked to do, you're still ahead of the game. Works for me and Charlie. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.